the party to the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and the Trafficking Protocol. Allegations of Shell involvement in trafficking are baseless, of course, and offensive. And the government of the state of Eritrea remains committed to addressing these issues, of course. And on addressing sexual harassment, Eritrea maintains zero tolerance for sexual harassment, violence, and exploitation, reinforced by its legal framework and cultural norms. Incidents, if they occur, are addressed through established reporting and monitoring mechanisms, ensuring accountability and protection for all. To provide slightly in-depth information on this, Eritrea's customary laws and traditions do not tolerate sexual harassment, violence, and rape. These laws have been further reinforced in the penal and civil codes enacted after independence. The latter is indeed an obvious corollary of the women's pivotal role in the liberation struggle. If and when sexual violence and rape occur, appropriate punitive measures are taken by by the relevant institutions, especially the courts. Furthermore, standard reporting and monitoring mechanisms are in place for protecting the dignity of female participants in the national service and national defense. On birth registration, registering a child at birth and death is compulsory in accordance with the TCCE Articles 47 to 153. The recording of civil status is required promptly within 3 months for records of birth, 1 month for records of death, and 1 month for records of marriage as per TCCE Article 62. Failure to draw a record by a civil status officer and failure to make a declaration within the time limit determined by law is a criminal offense, according to Article 623 of the TPCE. Omission to register the birth of an infant by relatives, doctors, midwives, or doctors, or administrative officers is punishable with a fine or simple imprisonment. The local administrations guided by the Ministry of Labor, by the Ministry of Local Government, are responsible for registration. Presently, every child is registered at birth, and registration number is duly given by at the village town of birth. Additionally, there was a question raised in terms of birth registration fees being compared to the amount with the cost of rent. Birth registration has nothing to do with the cost of rent, and the amount is approximately less than $10. For specific and for the right amount, of course, we can provide it with a written format. Currently, birth registration is showing a steadily increase in coverage. For instances in the central region has showed significant progress with over 90% of births registered. To harmonize and consolidate the ongoing birth registration system in all the administrative regions, Ministry of Labor, Social and Welfare, and the six regional administration has conducted previously a three-day review meeting jointly with NSO and the Ministry of Local Government. This assessment was useful in identifying practical challenges and gaps. Important lessons were learned for future improvements in terms of coordination, coverage, uniformity, and joint planning, and the government is also working to address the recommendations of the conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and good afternoon to the chair and to all of the committee members. It's an honor to have met you all, and thank you so much for all of your